Good morning and welcome to the Connect Center. I am Pastor John Fowler and I hope you're having a great Monday morning. It's August the 17th and I hope you can spend about a half hour with me today because we're going to go over a little bit deeper into the sermon that I preached yesterday, which was part two of how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. And we want to welcome all the ones, the new listeners on Spotify, as well as Google Play, and along with Apple Podcast. We're on all three of those today, so we are really excited about that, and we're glad to have you with us. Man, did we have an awesome church service yesterday. The Pulse Experience in Gassaway was awesome, and from what I understand, the Pulse Experience in Winfield, which is taking a little detour to Hurricane right now until we figure out the school situation and Winfield. So then other than that, it was an awesome day and a lot of people around the altar getting prayer. And so we just appreciate those that came and participated in the church service. See, God is waiting on you and me to move. And I'm sharing this over to our messenger, as well as my own personal Facebook. Would you go over and do that also? Share this to your personal Facebook, and also go over to, if you don't mind, we have a YouTube channel. And we have a YouTube channel for the Pulse Winfield, as well as the Pulse Gassaway. And if you don't mind liking those and subscribing to all of those, as well as Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcast for us. I think that would really help us if you would do that. We would enjoy your comments this morning. We appreciate those that are watching bright and early, getting your day going, and as well as being a part of the show. So yesterday was just an awesome day. It was a great day. Good morning, Kathy. Hope you're having a great morning. And it was really a great service. God really helped us. The music was awesome, and we just are very thankful. Hey, Bryce, and we're praying for you all yesterday, and hope everything went well. Had a death in his family. And Bryce and Alexa Steele, they teach one of our Connect groups for the teenage group in Gassaway. So if you are interested in being a part of a Connect group, which meets at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, I encourage you to be a part of their group. They're awesome people. And I did their wedding, I guess it's been over a year ago now. Wow. Gosh, that's crazy. Expecting their first child, just found out recently, so we're real excited for them. So we just appreciate the ones that are joining today. But yesterday was just an awesome day. And what I spoke about was the part two message about how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. And just to kind of go back into where we were was Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verses 1 and 2. I parked there a lot last week. Father, I pray you bless this study today. I pray you bless our time together. I pray you bless the ones that are listening and the ones that are watching. And we give you thanks and praise and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was saying, what happens is, see, God is always moving. He's always moving. And what he is waiting on is for you and me to move. And you heard years ago that there was a waiting on God and that kind of thing. That was big in the 80s. But when you think about God, God is waiting on you and me to move. And so we've got to figure out how that works. And when God is moving, because the supernatural is always moving, the spirit of darkness is always moving, and the supernatural where Jesus is and God is always moving, as well. So what God is waiting on is for you and me to move. He's wanting us to move in our finances, in our obedience, in our Bible studies, in our prayer time, and then God blesses on top of that. So let me show you why. And this was the NIV version that I spoke to you last week. And this is NIV, Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And all these things that thou shalt, that I come unto thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto my voice of the Lord. He's saying you will experience all blessings if you obey the Lord your God. So the question that I asked you last week, did God give us a plan that we couldn't live? Absolutely, he did not give us a plan. He gave us a plan that we could live, and I know you can do it as well as me, and I strive to do that on a regular basis. So into part two of the podcast, as well as the morning edition of the Pulse WV Live, for us to be blessed, we have to be soberly minded. And how we do that is 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be soberly minded and be alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Now, here's the question. South Africa, good morning, or good evening to you, but it'll be good morning to us. We have a lot of people that are watching and listening from South Africa, and we appreciate that. It's beautiful there. I've seen some of the pictures of my new friends that we have there. And so it's just really exciting to know that God is using this program and using the Pulse Church to be able to reach people across the world. And these people that are saying the world's flat, that's just absolutely crazy. It's a round ball around 25,000 miles big. If you drove a matchbox car around it, it's around 25,000 miles big, and it's not flat. And so I don't know where that ever came from. But what we have to understand, back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." I hope you're not that person that the enemy is trying to devour. If he is, you have victory over the enemy. You have victory over the power of darkness. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is more powerful than the devil and the demons that try to occupy your conscience, your mind, your spirit. Let me tell you something. God is bigger than that inside of you. Good morning, Anna Murphy. Hope you're doing all right. Good morning to you. Thank you for watching this morning. And so I want you to be encouraged that you have the power. You have the power to overcome. There's no place in the Bible that God says that it's ever written, did Jesus ever say that you were going to fail or you were not going to walk in victory? There's nowhere in the Bible that doesn't say that. So I want you to get what the world tells you out of your spirit and start to soak in what God is saying to you. So I hope that he is not seeking to devour you today, but I will tell you this. There is going to be, as close as you begin to walk close to Jesus, you are going to experience the demonic. And say, well, what do you mean by that? I'm going to experience the demonic. Well, the enemy is trying to seek and destroy John 10:10. That's what his job is. I've read it several times to you this past week. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. He wants to devour you. But you have the weapon inside of you, which is the Holy Spirit. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and life, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you that is more powerful, I say it again, more powerful than the devil himself. So I want you to be encouraged. But the devil is trying to seek, and he's trying to destroy those. So here's what we have to do. He is seeking in whom he may devour. So my question to you is this. If the devil is seeking someone to destroy, should we as Christians start seeking someone to bless? And I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about somebody who is fighting a sickness that you can go and pray for them, that they would be healed. Someone that you can go and have a Bible study with. See, God is wanting us to have a surrendered life, not for us to be in control. Yes, we have a daily agenda of things that we have to do. You know, like I had to get up this morning and I made the bed this morning. I put a load of laundry in this morning. Christy went to work. I kissed her goodbye, started the dishwasher. She's got a pot roast on. We have an agenda. When I leave here today, I have an agenda. I'm going to the dry cleaners. I need to go pick up my dry cleaning. I have two or three things that I have to do. I have to upload the podcast so that you all can have it available to you. These are things that you have to do. We know we have to live in this world. We have to do that. But this is not our home. We are just passing through. And the reason why we are here is so that we can take people to heaven with us. Main objective. It's not to have, you know, you can have a career, which is great. You can pastor a church if Jesus leads you to do that. There are so many things that you can do in life, but the main objective is for you to obey God and to have a surrendered life. That means that you allow God to have his way in your life and your flesh doesn't get its way. You know, we have a grandbaby. Her name is Ari, and she is the sweetest thing, and I just love her so much. But if you go against what she wants, she'll let you know. And so what happens is a child doesn't have to learn to throw a temper. A child doesn't have to learn to pitch a fit. That's a good West Virginia term. They do it automatically. Why? Because it's born into us. The sin nature is born into us. But Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. We've got to get the sin nature out of us. And so as we work through the process, if we have a surrendered life, if we surrender our life over to Jesus, then the Holy Spirit will start to speak to you on a regular basis on who you need to be a blessing to. It may be buying somebody's groceries at Aldi's. It may be, have you ever done that where you've gone to Kroger after church and a person was in front of you and instead of them paying for their groceries, you swipe your card and you pay for it? Let me tell you something. God blesses when you do those kind of things. The Bible says, give and it shall be given. And I mean, he's going to bless you. But like I said last week, if we're burdened down with debt, if we're burdened down with sin, if we're burdened down with all these things, and we're not tithing because we need to sow a seed, you have a need, sow a seed, and to be able to get yourself in a good place. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 through 11, NIV, says this, "And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." See, there's nothing about failure in there. Look at that. That's God's word right there. Man, I wish I'd have wrote that. That'd have been a good one. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Let me read it one more time. "And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all," I want you to see me writing on this thing, I have my notes here, "all things, all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." There you go. It's right there. Show you. That's my sermon notes for yesterday. Okay, let's dig down into this one. This is good. This is good. God is able to bless you abundantly. So we know that God is able. You ever heard people say that? They said, God is able. God is able to heal. God is able to set you free. God is able to do that. But will he? Yes, he will, because that's God's word. God's word will tell you that he will bless you. And that's what this scripture says. You say, well, it's not Old Testament. It's New Testament. God is able to bless you abundantly. Wow. Now, let's look this up. Let's look something up here. Don't you just love Google? All right, let's look this up. Abundantly. The word abundantly, in large quantities, plentiful. Wow, that's so exciting. Let me tell you one blessing that God gave us. We got a $12,000 roof on our house for $1,000. That right there follows in line with 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Man, I'm excited. Chapter 9, verse 8, "And God is able to bless you abundantly." He's able to bless you in large quantities and very plentiful, so that in all things, what does all mean? All means all. At all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So right there, tell me, how you're going to be a failure today. When you read that scripture, on your way to work, feeling bad about yourself, you may have had a fight with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You may not feel like that you're loved. You may feel that you're struggling in some area of your life. Let me ask you something. He said that he's going to bless you all times, all things, having all that you need, you will be abound in every day. Now let's go to the next verse. Well, let me just give it to you in the New Living Translation, verse 8. And God will generously provide all you need. Not some things. That doesn't say, and if you'll do this, I'll do that. He says, I will bless you with, I will provide all things. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Well, isn't that good? You know, my dad and Nellie, who is our stepmother, have a garden. And I just can't wait every other week when I see them in church that they are blessing us with the fruit of their labor through the garden. Fresh vegetables. See, that's the way it works. You plant a seed. it's just so good. You plant a seed, you water it, you nurture it, and then God gives the increase. It's just that simple. But if you want to be stingy and you don't want to tithe, remember I read to you last week about people 1% of Christians, $75,000 in income and more, give 1% of those people in that class a tithe. Well, you know, given it shall be given, but do we want to rob God in our tithe and offerings? Do you want to sit beside somebody in church that is a thief? I would hope not. But one thing that you have to understand is that if you start giving, you say, well, you know, really 10% is a lot for me right now because I don't have any money left over, you know, at the end of the month. Well, you know, the Bible says 10, but you want to work yourself up to it? That's okay. Give and it shall be given, and he will meet you where your faith is. That's good right there. That'll preach. He will meet you where your faith is. Where you are at this particular time in your life, he will meet you there. And he will continue to nurture you and continue to bless you and continue to help you in every area of your life. And I just want to encourage you there. So I gave you 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. This is how we can be blessed. If you are living a surrendered life, then you can be blessed. Because you are obeying. You are obeying what Deuteronomy 28:2 says in the New Living Translation. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. You are doing what he commands us to do. That's what he says. Well, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Well, you won't be blessed. You're going to struggle. Let me ask you something. How many people watching today want to struggle? Not me. I have struggled over the past, but I'm not doing it anymore. I choose not to because I know what the Word of God says. The Word of God stands, and I know that I can do it. You say, well, everybody struggles when they get started. Sure, everybody can struggle, and everybody can go through things. People lose their jobs. People get sick. I'm not saying that these things don't happen, but what I am saying to you is that you can be blessed if you take this information in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 11, and take Deuteronomy 28 and 1 through 15, it talks about how blessed you can be. And you need to walk through your house, and you need to say, I'm blessed in Jesus' name. You may not look blessed, but you say, I am blessed in Jesus' name. Because what we have to do is what we speak, what we confess, we possess. I said that to a person on Saturday. A friend of mine was, I heard him getting in there on somebody that said something about a sickness, and this guy just jumped all over him. And he said, stop saying that. Stop confessing that you're not going to have this. You're not going to have that. And because what we confess, we possess, and we have to be very careful. But I confess blessings. I confess that I will be blessed in this day physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially today in the name of Jesus. And I raise your hands and do that too. I confess that I will be, and I possess that I will be blessed today financially, spiritually, emotionally, in Jesus' name. Because we know that God has already given us a sound mind, so you ain't crazy. Don't even say, that's what Lindsay said. You ain't crazy. So don't go around saying that you're crazy, because you're not crazy, because God has given you a sound mind. He's given you power, love, and a sound mind. And that's John 10:10. Great scripture. I encourage you to write that down on your refrigerator. Okay, this is good, isn't it? I'm really enjoying this today. All righty. Let's get into something else here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 9. I gave you verse 8 a second ago. Here is verse 9. You ready? Verse 9, New Living Translation. As the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. Wow. They share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. So we begin to give, and then God blesses because of our obedience. Deuteronomy 28. Wow, this is so good. Can I give you another scripture? Deuteronomy 28, as we dig deeper on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. I am John Fowler, the pastor of the Pulse Church, senior pastor of the Pulse Ministry, and it's great being with you today. We want to say good morning to people that are watching clear across the world today, and people that are watching in our neighborhood. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Wow. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? Okay. Is this a promise? Do you think this is a promise from God? I do. Hey, Mary Jane, how are you doing? Hope you're doing all right. Appreciate those that are watching. You can comment on what I'm speaking on today. If you have a question or a comment or a testimony or a prayer request, throw it in there. And we'll get to it before the show ends today. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Okay, so let's go back here. If we freely give generously to the poor, their good deeds will be remembered forever. And then he tells us that he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed. Now, here's your store. That's your bank. That is your bank. That is your storehouse. The Bible talks about storehouse of blessings. And your storehouse of blessings, seed. Your seed could be, it could be financially, it could be spiritually, it could be emotionally, whatever it may be in your life. And he will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Now, we understand something here, that when we tithe and our offerings, we are sowing seed for a harvest. Can that harvest be right now? If God can, if you got the faith, get it. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. I am calling forth finances for, I've asked him, I said, God, I pray for the money to pay off my house, to pay off the church, to pay off the school, to pay off student loans. And I've asked him to do that. We've paid four loans off this over the past, since the coronavirus started in March. We paid four loans off. And you talking about somebody who is grateful for that. But let me tell you something. Give and it shall be given, and you will be blessed. Have you noticed that not one time during this Bible study I've asked you for money? I'm not a TV evangelist that's asking for money. If you need a church to tithe to, you can do that with us. There's three ways that you can give. You can give on our website. You can text it. You can find out information on our Facebook page to do that. Because, you know, we are good soil. God blesses the Pulse Church, and we're able to help. See, we're working on, we have a Christian school in two locations, in Braxton County, West Virginia, as well as Taze Valley, West Virginia. And we have daycares that are currently closed due to the coronavirus and lack of children. But we are believing God to fill these things up. You say, well, God is not concerned with numbers. Yes, he is. He wrote a book about it. Get your Bible out and look in the Old Testament, and there is the book of Numbers. So God is number-oriented. And here's something that we have to understand, too, is that there is scripture, maybe I'll get into this tomorrow, that God is a God of multiplication, multiplying. God is a God of multiplying things, and he wants to multiply, and he wants to bless you today. If you're watching today or you're listening today and you're discouraged, I encourage you to get undiscouraged. Because let me tell you something. Is that a word, undiscouraged? It is today. I'm telling you, don't be discouraged, because God is on the throne. God is making a way for you where there seems to be no way. And I'm telling you, he is. You say, well, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know my finances. Let me tell you something. You take charge of that. You stick your finger in the devil's face, and you rebuke him, and you bind him in your finances, and you start giving, and he will bless you. He will bless you, because that's what the Word of God says. The Word of God is our roadmap. That's what we learn from. I'm trying to be really simple and basic with this thing, because it's true. Now, I'm going to give you one scripture before we go today. Another scripture. Because you are blessed, let me say this. Because you are blessed, you are now being a blessing to them that need it. Because of what that scripture said in verse 10. The storehouse. In verse 9, he says here, generously to the poor, their good deeds will be remembered forever. Because you are blessed, you are now able to be a blessing. Now, let me give you verse 11. It says this, and this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through unto thanksgiving to God. It didn't quite sound right. Let me give you the New Living Translation. Yes, you will be enriched in every way to that you can always be generous. That's what I was trying to say. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. See, that's the key. We want to thank God. We want to give God all the praise. Good morning, Lindsay. Hope you're doing all right. Phil, how you doing, buddy? Hope you're doing all right. I appreciate you and I appreciate everything that you post on Facebook. I get to see that, and I hope you're doing fine, and appreciate all those conversations that we had. But what I want to leave you with today is that you are enriched in every way because God has blessed you. He's given you everything that you need. I've already read that to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 8 through 11. He says, let me go back as we end the program today. God will generously provide all you need, all things at all times, verse 8, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So if you're working today, you will abound. God is going to bless you in all things, in all times, and all that you need. He is going to bless you. Why? Because the Word of God says that. Let me ask you something. Is he a liar? Is the Word of God a liar? Absolutely not. But Deuteronomy 28:2 is the prerequisite to the blessing. Remember that. Obedience. Diligently seeking the Lord, and He will bless you. Wow, what a great study today. Hope you enjoyed that today. We are on Facebook Live. We are on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcast. And we do this program at least 3 times a week. We're going to, I think Pastor Jay Mace will be with us on Wednesday, I believe. And so I'm encouraged to hear what Jay's got, what he has going on. So anyway, please share the broadcast. Let people know about it. And it's the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And I'm your host, Pastor John Fowler. I would tell you, go back and watch the Pulse WV Live with John Sandy and Tim Morris and Christy Fowler and Lindsey Prater and myself. Man, we covered some great stories, and we encourage you to watch this. It's about an hour and a half talk show that we do on Fridays. It's also on Apple Podcasts as well as Google Play and Spotify. Go in and subscribe to those podcasts if you don't mind. That helps us. And subscribe to our Facebook page. We pray that you have a great day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, for people that are struggling financially, people that are struggling physically, emotionally, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the devil right now. I command him to loose his hold off of people that are watching this show or going to be watching this show financially, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. It is going to be a great day. I apply the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your heart and life today. I pray that you're safe today, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we give you honor. We'll get back together in the morning for a message that I preached this past week on how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing as well as Facebook. Have a great day. God bless you.